Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is Fightful Wrestling. It is December 12th, 2022. We're here to talk WWE Raw. We're going to tell you about all the wild stuff on FightfulSelect.com. There are so many just random news reports, even stuff that we'd reported months ago that reemerged today that I did a live show on Fightful Select. We're going to talk a little bit about that stuff, and we're going to talk about a story that we broke right before WWE Raw went on the air. But we've got Denise Salcedo, and right before NXT Deadline went on the air Saturday night, Denise was on the pre-show, and Denise, you killed it. You did a great job. I thought you did wonderful.
Thank you. You know, everybody's been giving me really nice feedback, which I'm glad, because Sean, inside my head, I kept telling myself, like, you can't fuck this up. You know, like, you just can't mess up. You can't, like, when you are in a, like, when a lot of eyeballs are on you and there's going to be a lot of people getting ready to, like, attack you and critique you, you can't mess it up. And so I just kept telling myself, you know, just do a good job. Your family and your friends are watching. There's people rooting for you. Do a good job.
No pressure.
And look alive. Yeah, no pressure. Like, everyone kept telling me, be yourself. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to be myself. Who's myself?
Well, I thought you did wonderful. And as you said, when lots of balls are on you, you have to perform.
Did I say
under
balls?
Pressure.
I didn't say balls.
You said eyeballs. That counts.
Oh, eyeballs. Okay, you made me panic for a second. I'm like, did that accidentally come out of my mouth?
No. But guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. You may say, well, why the hell would I want to do that? Why on earth would I want to give you guys money? Because it gets your question or statement read on the air. If you got something to ask about, you got something you want us to talk about on this show, humperchats.com. That's our Streamlabs platform. But here on youtube.com/Fightful, you can also get your questions in, and we would greatly appreciate it. But right before we went on the air, FightfulSelect.com reported that Kylie Rae was working a match. Now, this came out last week that she was doing a tryout. And I had somebody in the chat go, you can't call her an AEW veteran. That's a stretch. She was one of their first signings. She was at their first press conference. She worked their first pay-per-view. She ended up getting released by the company due to personal reasons. And she went to Impact Wrestling. She also left Impact. She went to NWA. She saw her deal out there. She worked New Japan a few weeks ago maybe a couple months ago. But here in WWE, now it was a big surprise to me, Denise, to hear that she was working the main event tapings, which we did break over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. Were you surprised to hear this so quickly after the news of her tryout?
Okay, well, I'm curious to see, like, were you surprised because it was so quick after the tryout that she was on main event? Is that what you were surprised about? Okay, I was a little bit unclear on what you meant by that. Okay, I mean, to be honest, I'm not really that surprised because, like, right now you just ran down some of those accolades that she has done, you know, and appearances that she's already made. And she's somebody that I notice is constantly, whenever she does anything, she's on the news cycle. She's on the news cycle. People are talking about her. People love to talk about Kylie Rae. And that's definitely something that I've been noticing now for quite a bit. And on top of that, like, I just saw her a couple months ago at GCW and she looked great. She was doing great. She was very happy, very positive. And that's like who she seems to be the times that I've gotten to meet her a couple of times now at some shows. So I'm not too surprised. And to be honest, I like the idea of that. I like the idea of people just instantly getting these, not instantly getting these opportunities, but these opportunities to show what they can do so that, you know, then the company could be like, okay, you know what? We liked what Kylie Rae did here. Let's either move forward or not move forward, you know, whatever they decide, right? So for me, I'm like, okay, you know, clearly she's starting to get her life back together because, you know, there was so much stuff that happened, you know, with her in AEW, with her in Impact Wrestling. And so this kind of, to me, feels like one of her, you know, I don't want to say final chances, Sean, but I do want to say it is one of her, you know, how do I say this? An opportunity for her to maybe actually get where she could have been before hadn't she not been, you know, going through all of these personal issues.
Sure. This ended up being one of the most talked about things from Raw, and it wasn't even on Raw. It was on the main event taping. So an interesting note, a lot of people said, well, what name is she going to use? So her ring name is Kylie Rae, R-A-Y. And then her real name is Brianna Rae, and it's spelled R-A-Y. Internally, they had her as Kylie Rae, R-A-Y, and then she came out as Brianna Rae, R-A-Y. So almost none of them were right. But I find it hard to believe that if she comes into WWE that she would be Brianna Rae, because that's her real name. She'd be able to use that. But yeah.
Maybe just decided to go with that right now as a placeholder, you know, sure. Until they, because why waste all this, you know, I don't know, you can say do all this legwork or all this creative over a name when you don't even know for sure if it's going to become a thing with her. You know, you don't know anything yet, right?
And I mean, she does have that neat distinction of having worked in NWA, Impact, AEW, WWE, and New Japan as well. Caden says, I think her real name is spelled R-A-Y, not R-A-Y. That's what I said. It was different, Caden. So as far as her being in WWE, obviously it's hard to believe she didn't make a good impression. And I have asked if she signed, by the way, guys, because if she made a bad impression or things went terribly awry last week, she ain't going to be on these tapings. I mean, this is not something we see a lot of, because usually these spots are reserved for NXT talent. Like we had, I think, Idris and Malik Blade on there today. I just talked to Carmelo Hayes recently, who said that he saw his main event appearance as like a really like a reward, being
a
able
positive
to
thing.
Do that. Yeah, a very positive thing. But we're asking a lot more about the tryouts and all that stuff. I get it, guys. You all know what I mean. Stop playing particulars. There were four different versions of her name. Cry me a river. Y'all will be all right.
How many ways can you spell Ray? There's only like a couple ways too. Is there
a
more?
Ton.
No way. There's only like two ways.
I'm going to put Caden in timeout because he deserves it. I'm never wrong. But yeah, okay. basically her actual ring name, her real name, what was listed internally and what she ended up using was like all four different things. And I find it hard to believe that any of them end up getting used, because one is a name that she owns and another one is just her real name. But I'm just glad to see her back. She is very clear. She very clearly has like that star quality, and it made me very happy to hear this. I actually got word this afternoon that she was going to be doing that, and I was like, okay, that's a bit surprising, but I'm glad it's working. And just to address this, somebody says, I think it's sad Cross is still doing MLW. He's not. They filmed that months and months and months ago, just so you know. But somebody else says, Kylie Rae. I think there already is a Kylie Rae. There was a Kaylee Rae.
Oh my God, I'm losing track now.
There's too many of them.
I'm losing track already. The point is, good for her. There's a Ray Lynn. Yeah, there is Ray Lynn. Yeah, yeah.
Are you just gonna look up all the? No, who was the one that was in that was in Impact and WWE and. Oh man, I'll find it. But I mean, there were a lot. It got confusing for me for a while as well. Because I mean, there were a hell of a lot of them. But I think this is good. Line Drive says unlikely to happen. I'd love a story with Kylie Rae and Bayley, where Rae is a Bayley super fan, and her innocent, infectious energy slowly chips away at heel Bayley and brings Hugger Bayley back. Do you think we ever see Hugger Bayley back?
I don't want to say no, but I do think it would be nice. Obviously, it was a very popular character. I remember sporting the whole, you know, doing the Bayley ponytail type of thing. I remember going to WrestleMania weekend in Dallas, going all Bayleyed out and stuff, because that was like the thing to do, right?
Yes.
I was going to say back in the day, but that wasn't even that long ago. But will I see it? I don't know, because Bayley's doing such a good job of like, you know, being a heel. I really love what she's doing with that too. And I feel like there's still so much more that she can do as a heel. And I'm like, I love the way that she just interacts so easily with the crowd. She's one of the few people that I don't think ever gets thrown off by the crowd. Like, you know, for a lot of people, if the crowd's, you know, starting a chant or something that, you know, isn't something that they planned, there's a lot of people that, you know, don't always know how to handle that. Bayley is one of them that she's just like, all right, you want to play with me, I'm gonna play with you back, type of thing. And so I don't know if we'll ever see, you know, happy Hugger Bayley again with her Bayley buddies and all of that, but because I do like the heel version of this, but we'll see.
I think we'll eventually see it. I think that it'll happen, because
what if we get like a really creepy storyline between Bayley and Kylie to see who can be the happiest person ever, and they're just like really creepy with like really big smiles.
Oh boy.
Green Vega. Be creepy.
Green Vega Club says, you know what's as fire as both of you? Bacon. And post 3 bacon emojis. Well, thanks. Caden says, how was the big fat PC dump, Denise?
What?
Nicholas says, I really thought you did great. Loved watching you on the pre-show. You would be a fantastic bump host as well if you got the opportunity. I think you would be really great at hosting the bump as well.
You'd be great at everything, Sean.
I mean, that remains to be seen.
I might as well put myself over. I don't got an agent to put me over. I'm putting me over.
Meet Normus says, what's good, Sean? I mean, Sean. Yes. For some reason, like anytime I post interviews, people will post Sean, S-H-A-W-N. And I'm like, my name's on the screen.
Remember when I sent you your package? And I put the FedEx guy put Sean.
Yeah, that's my name.
Yeah. No, with the H, though. No, when I saw your name for the first time, I thought your name was Sheen.
Original.
Does it hurt your feelings?
No, it just makes you look dumb.
It seems to me like it kind of hurts your feelings a little bit.
No, it doesn't hurt my feelings at all. It just makes you look dumb, and I don't want you to look dumb.
I don't feel like I look dumb. I'm just making fun of you.
It doesn't work. Denise is out here cashing checks like Jeff Jarrett. Good things happen to good people. You love to see it. Well, in that case, why are good things happening to Denise? That I don't know.
Because I made fun of your name.
Yes, sure.
Sheen.
I guess.
Why are you so upset about it?
I'm not upset at all.
I can tell you're upset about it.
I'm not. It just makes you look really, really dumb.
Okay. I'm sorry that I called you Sheen.
Okay. Apology accepted, I guess.
You're like really upset. You're like, it makes you look really dumb, Denise. Really, really dumb.
You want me to be mad about this so badly. Like, do you think you're the first?
No.
Do you think you're the 100th? No. Do you think you're the 1,000th?
No. Okay, well, it's like for me, everyone always calls me. Everyone says the same goddamn joke all the time to me. They go, oh, it's the niece. I'm like, yeah, I've been hearing that since I was
That's also stupid. That's also very stupid.
People tell me that all the time. Like, all the time. They're like, oh, it's the niece. I'm like, yeah, I know. Hi.
This is also very, very dumb. Simon says, I need a new Blu-ray. Oh, boy. The puns are here. Alex and Kate are raking it in with the puns. But Caden says, Denise is the best. Sean is mean for no reason. Well, I'm going to keep putting Caden in timeout. Caden, don't disrupt the show. Ella J says, Sean is just jealous, Denise. That's what it is.
Damn, all these hate tweets coming at you, Sean.
I don't care. If Ella J is going to pay money now that she's full-time wrestling girl, She can give us that bit, those big bucks. She can do that. See if I care. Deontay says,
never mind.
What do you want?
I was gonna say, it'd be funny if we just made fun of your name the entire show.
And sure, do it. Give me money. I don't care. Deontay says, I just watched 65 hours of wrestling in 3 days. I feel amazing and tired. How did you manage that in 3 days?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
My head would explode.
Well, he says, thank you, Denise and Sean. Anxiety been wild, but y'all make me feel awesome. Man, how'd you do that? I couldn't pull it.
No, you can't. You're like very antsy type of person.
I am.
I can't see you sitting there for like hours. Just
I can't
doing one thing.
I get a lot of stuff done during the actual shows too. Like I think I wrote like 15 articles during Raw tonight between the commercials and all that stuff. I probably wouldn't be able to do that much in that amount of time. No way. I'll tell you what we can get done in a very short amount of time. We got a bunch of interviews up this week, guys. Danny Limelight, Ethan Page, Willow Nightingale. We had Carmelo Hayes, Switchblade Jay White. And Denise, Switchblade Jay White seemed awfully fine talking about Sasha Banks, who has been a subject of conversation. He said that he would recruit her in the Bullet Club. He said that me...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yim is a member of Bullet Club, which I love. I think that's awesome. We'll talk more about that later. But what did you make of the Sasha stuff that we heard last week before we get into Raw?
Well, there's been so much, you know, Sasha Banks news coming out and updates like every single day. I think it's crazy, man, because I don't even know what to think anymore. It's like, her coming out for Wrestle Kingdom, there being that there's going to be more of her coming out in New Japan. I'm like, what? Like, oh my God, there's going to be a lot to talk about with that. And then on top of that, there's, you know, the speculation that, people thinking that she's going to be Saraya's partner in LA. And there's a part of me that kind of thinks so too. I don't know if I've just like gotten my hopes up or what, but part of me is kind of thinking there's a huge chance of that. Then there's the what if she returns to WWE. There's just so many what ifs up in the air that it's gotten me thinking like, okay, 2023 has to be crazy. Like, think of everything that happened this year. Think of everything that happened the year before. It's just been like nonstop. And I don't think that 2023 is going to be slowing down whatsoever. So with Sasha Banks, I just feel like it's kind of exciting that she is recognizing that she can do so much and she doesn't have to stick to like one thing. And I think that is something that is very appealing to see.
Yeah, guys, speaking of 2022, we have our Fightful Select awards voting up right now. We're actually about to have a new topic in a bit, but myself, Denise, and Will will be bringing you guys an award show here in a few weeks. It is a complete fan vote, and I am so excited to see what you guys end up picking for everything. Deontay says, work 4 days, took 3 days off, 60 hours a week is the norm. Hey, man, your wrestling marathon, that's impressive, buddy. That is impressive. Nicholas says, Denise, this is not a pre-show. Be careful. Sean's going to mute you. What's that matter? They muted her, too. They muted Denise, too.
I get muted? I haven't watched it back myself. I don't like to see myself.
Her mic got cut briefly. All of them did. And I got hit. Oh, tons of people were dropping a message.
I didn't see that.
There were people saying that I was outside, like cutting cords and stuff. I love it. I love it.
Amazing. Well, hopefully I wasn't while I was saying anything that I thought was brilliant.
Well, he says, anyway, more props to you, Denise. You're lucky you got here from the PC parking lot. Ivy Nile posted on Twitter that my check didn't clear.
You're trying to like get rid of me? Really, Sean? What were you going to do every Monday?
Hold on. Get rid of you. Maybe I was trying to test you. You don't think you could beat up Ivy Nile?
Were you trying to teach me a lesson to not trust anybody? Is that what you were doing?
No. And by the way, person that says y'all totally didn't read my super chat, here's what we do. Our moderator, Luis, collects them and he applies them to the segment in which they belong to. And then we read them during the show. Joel Wood says, do you think Sasha is Saraya's partner as a New Japan star, or do you think she signs with AEW? Do you think the New Japan thing shuts the door on her back in WWE this year? I don't expect her back in WWE this year. I do expect her.
Okay, but this year is like 2 weeks almost going to be up.
Exactly. I don't expect her back. I personally, if I had to guess, I think she'd be there in LA. It's LA. It's Saraya, whose career she ended for a while. Imagine them hugging at the end of that match against their biggest homegrown talent, Britt Baker, and their champion, along with the biggest name in the company from a women's perspective, Saraya. To me, it makes too much sense. I would be surprised if it wasn't that. I'm not reporting that it's that right now, but
the chances seem pretty likely. Just based off even just the things that you said right now, because that was something that like instantly, I know when this whole thing, you know, when they made the announcement on Dynamite, I'm thinking, oh my God, like right away, Sasha Banks popped into my head, but I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's a little too far-fetched. I'm not going to get my hopes up, but there is that what if, you know, floating around in my head. And clearly I'm not the only one. You're not the only one. There's, you know, hundreds of people that kind of maybe think the same thing. And also, like, I think about it too, like the last Dynamite in Los Angeles, we got that crazy MJF promo. And can you imagine if we get that? And then afterwards, now we get, you know, Sasha Banks in Los Angeles. Like, come on, that's great.
Well, Eloquent said, what was up with this crowd? Z. It was a bad one, but we started off with Alexa Bliss against Bayley, and Damage Control ends up getting run off from this situation by Becky Lynch. Bianca Belair comes, sits ringside, and Alexa Bliss ends up picking up the win. I felt like this was paced a little bit slower than I thought, but I did think it was a good way to get Becky on the show. Considering how the show played out, I would have liked to have seen more of Becky, though, because this show felt like it was missing something, Denise.
Okay, so the crowd. Yes, I want to start off by addressing the crowd. There was a moment where I thought that I had the show on mute or something, and which was stupid because I was hearing commentary, but there was no sounds, like no background noise coming behind that. And I was messing with my speakers because sometimes they get a little bit messed up and I get certain sounds more so than other things. And I thought it was me for a second. And so I'm messing with it. And all of a sudden I finally hear the crowd, but they were pretty much kind of dead. And okay, I noticed it a lot in this match because I thought Bayley and Alexa Bliss, I thought they killed it in this match. I thought they did a really great job. There were a lot of good moments between both of them here. And the crowd did react to those big moments, but in between, it was just dead silence. And so that kind of took a little bit out of it. And then as we progressed throughout the entire show, it was kind of the exact same thing. And so I did think that the show kind of felt like a little bit longer. Legitimately, part of the reason was the lack of fan enthusiasm. And then there were some things like I thought there was a lot of good wrestling on today's show, but there wasn't anything else that I think added to that. Like, my biggest issue with today's show is that I feel it didn't give us really anything much new to talk about that you and I haven't already covered or discussed the last couple of weeks. Like, while there is a couple of things sprinkled in here, for the most part, I feel like it's pretty much a lot of what we've already said.
Alexa Bliss ends up winning, and afterwards she teases the Sister Abigail on Bianca Belair. We had mentioned last week, this was very heavy-handed. It is very clear they want you to think of Bray Wyatt every single time that Alexa Bliss is on screen. If they don't do something to connect that now, I feel like there's going to be some disappointment there, especially among Alexa Bliss fans, because she probably is not winning this title from Bianca Belair unless there is a categorical shift in her character. However, Denise, there was some real dog shit stuff going on between Alexa and Bray. Now, granted, completely different regime there. Completely different regime. I am far more open for a wait and see approach. However, here's the situation I'm in. About 5 months ago, I was watching boring Raws that were the exact same as the one I watched the week before. Now I'm watching boring Raws that at least have new matchups, right? Like, at least I can't say, well, I've seen this match 232 times over and over and over again. And it's one thing, like, hey, if they wrestled like 6-7 months ago or a year ago, I don't much mind that. But what we were seeing 5 months ago was them doing the same thing every week. Just because Vince he'd forget it, and then he'd be like, you know what match I'd like? And somebody would say, yeah, bro, because you've done it 6 times in a row. That's why you think you like it. This is better than that, but also, it's not that inspiring right now. It's better than what we were getting, though, and that's not.
But that's the thing, though, is that I don't even know. It just needs more color. It needs more life. That's what it needs. It needs more life into the programming. Like, we're getting stuff, and it's fine, but there's not anything that I'm saying, oh, my God, yo, did you watch Raw this Monday? Because this freaking happened. What did you think about this? Oh, my God. And that's the one thing that I will say was lacking from today's show. And in regards to Alexa Bliss, I do want to talk about this because I am seeing such a huge mixture of reactions in regards to this. There are people that on my timeline were like, yes, I'm so happy that Alexa Bliss teased this. We're getting closer and closer to, you know, her and Bray Wyatt, you know, doing something again. And then there's another part that I was seeing on Twitter of people going, they're still doing this thing? Like, this is still going on? Like, we're so over this. And so I'm really seeing people kind of be like 50-50 on what they want Alexa Bliss to do moving forward. And part of me is wondering if Triple H is just one of the things that he's interested in. I don't know, based on what we've been seeing. It seems like he wants to correct some of the redo some of the things that Vince was doing, but do them in his like own vision, where sometimes I'm wondering if he should be doing that, if he should be doing that, or if he should just completely start something from scratch, not always have to correct everything that maybe Vince was doing prior, right? So I'm a little bit torn. I don't know if I'm totally in love with the idea of going back to what Alexa Bliss was doing with Bray Wyatt. I need to see what this would look like, because we've seen what this would look like before. I mean, this match, God, remember that reaction at WrestleMania for Randy Orton and The Fiend and Alexa Bliss and just all of that? That was just like literally one match, one moment. And even though I think that Alexa Bliss did a phenomenal job with what she was given, and part of me thinks, maybe I do want to see something new and move on. So I'm a little bit torn on this one.
Broadway Joe says, off topic, Bayley doing her hair in a ponytail before hitting her finish and winning the big one would be a great pop and full circle moment. I actually think so, too. I think that'd be very cool. Sean Garner says, should Tegan and Liv win the tag titles Friday? At this point, I mean, like, I don't see why not. They could switch him back the next week. Like, I've got no emotional attachment to Damage Control holding these titles, Denise.
No, and they kind of already did that with Damage Control, so, you know.
Well, there you go. Backstage, we see Styles, Gable, Otis, the OC, going at it a little bit over what happened last week at the Kurt Angle celebration, which we had details on FightfulSelect.com ahead of the show. Please subscribe. Now, Carl Anderson's in Japan. It came out today, which we actually reported in October, he's working Wrestle Kingdom. This has always been the plan. We had reported this on Fightful Select in October. They signed in August, and at the point that they signed, Carl Anderson said, I want to work Wrestle Kingdom. I'm going to work it. And they said, yeah, sure. The deal has always been done. It wasn't just like a recent thing. Carl Anderson has always been under the impression that he was working Wrestle Kingdom. From the time of the schedule conflict or whatever that may be, he was always doing it. So it's not like a brand new thing. I do love this weekend when I interviewed Switchblade Jay White, Denise, he was talking about how far Bullet Club is. And he straight up said, he was like, they're in Bullet Club. Gallows and Anderson are in Bullet Club. So if it's OC, it's Bullet Club. He said, it looks like we got a new member in Mia Yim. I love that. I love that he's like, oh no, we're going to take their show and make it ours too. I think that's pretty cool because
might as
like,
well take the publicity.
Yeah, why not? Like, why not sit there and say, yeah, Bullet Club is in New Japan, AEW, Impact, ROH, WWE, everywhere. I mean, I think it's good of him to say that. I think it's smart, but Anderson
and
wasn't there.
Buzz for
exactly.
Sure.
Anderson wasn't there tonight. Styles was. He defeats Gable. It's a little bit of a shorter match than I expected, but a good match. Gable's saying that his best days are behind him. That's humbling because AJ Styles still feels like he's very, very good. But, you know, obviously AJ did have better years behind him. What did you think of the match?
I thought the match, the best way I can describe it, was simple but enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It wasn't groundbreaking. It wasn't boring. It sure. was fine. I liked it all. I think that Gable is the person that you can just go out there and have a very smooth match. We've seen that with him with so many people, with Riddle, with, oh my God, so many people. He's the person that you just want to have a good match. You put him in there with Gable. And obviously AJ Styles because he's a freaking legend. But when they announced this match, part of me was hoping for them to go all out and just kind of have a freaking banger. Like, I wanted to come out here and be like, holy shit, this AJ Styles, Chad Gable match. I didn't feel that way per se, but I didn't hate it or anything like that. It was perfectly fine. It was perfectly enjoyable, but I think that they could have probably maybe just done a little bit more for sure. But obviously, AJ getting the win with the Styles clash, good win, thumbs up.
Thought so too. Jonathan Corona says, do you think we'll see WWE superstars in New Japan and maybe them do a Forbidden Door? No, I don't. And he's asked who my dream match is there. It's Roman Reigns and Okada. That's my dream match. I want to see them beat the living shit out of each other. Who would be your dream match, Denise?
I don't know if my dream match wouldn't be Roman Reigns and Okada. No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think who would my dream match be. I would like to see, like, I don't know, like Seth Rollins for sure in there. I think I would probably prefer Seth Rollins over Roman Reigns. Ooh, I feel like people are going to be like, what the fuck? You said that? I really like
Seth Rollins in the ring.
I think I'm a bigger fan of Seth Rollins' in-ring work than I am of Roman Reigns. And that's not to take away from Roman Reigns. It's just that Seth Rollins is just a little bit more, he's a little bit more exciting to me.
Sure. Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm going to say. I would prefer seeing Seth Rollins. Obviously, anything with Kevin Owens in it, for sure.
Joel Wood says, do you think WWE and New Japan working this agreement out will open the door for future arrangements, or is it the last time we'll see it? I think it is a wait-and-see approach. I think it's a wait-and-see how everybody responds, how everybody treats each other, how everybody acts, so to speak. Eloquent says Seth Rollins and Ospreay would go crazy.
Well, yeah. And they've had their back and forths on Twitter and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I do want to say something. I remember Kevin Owens did an interview not too long ago. I forgot who it was with, though. And he was basically saying that, you know, there's still some, basically saying that there feels like there's more of a possibility now with, you know, Triple H being in charge, that there's more of a possibility to go back and work these independents. And the same thing from Sami Zayn as well. Like, you know, he was talking about, you know, places that are still near and dear to his heart, etc. So that was pretty cool.
We have Simon saying, to me, the stories don't move fast enough. Oh boy, are we about to get to one.
Which one? Because there's so many.
This Miz, Loomis,
bro, you were like, oh, this is so funny. This
yeah,
is
I changed
so
my
great.
Fucking mind, Denise.
Son,
this
you've been seeing
sucks.
The same shit for like...
Oh. Muted. This storyline sucks. I'm over it. I'm tired of
it. I'm pissed off, Sean, because I was saying
care.
I was over it and tired of it a month ago, and you made me feel like shit for saying that. And
great.
Now here you are
you feel like
a week
shit.
Later saying the same thing, and I felt horrible.
Muted. Good. I'm glad Denise felt horrible. I am so over this.
Finally,
listen.
I've been saying this.
Good. Talk about how shitty the segment is, then how shitty I am. Oh,
well, it's just,
my.
It made me mad because I noticed this weeks ago and you were like, well, I thought
good for
great.
You. Do you want a finder's fee, Denise?
Yeah, I'm just pissed that when I said this shit sucked, you made me feel bad about it. And then I was like, yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a hater. And there was even people sending super chats saying that I was a freaking hater.
You are. You are. Listen.
I just freaking knew that it wasn't good for like the longest time.
Well, I'll tell you what is good. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'm going to get the right graphic up here. Look how happy Denise is. NordVPN. Change your virtual location with just one click. That UFC 282 show that I regret buying this past weekend, I actually don't regret it that much because I use NordVPN.com/Fightful to change my virtual location with just one click, and I was able to get it at a much more affordable price than what I would pay here in the States. All those pay-per-views, whether it be wrestling, AEW+, WWE Network, you're able to get different versions of those at different prices, different interfaces, thanks to NordVPN. And one subscription works on up to 6 devices, on all your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC. It blocks malware. It blocks annoying pop-up ads. It blocks online trackers. Look, Denise has like 2-3 phones. The laptop that she's on right here, the phone that I got in front of me, all that stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful works on all of that. It is the fastest VPN in the world. I love it. I had somebody message me last week and they said, man, I feel like I'm getting away with something. And I said, you are. NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Broadway Joe Nord says VPN. Triple H needs...
I like my NordVPN.
It's great. Broadway Joe says Triple H's WWE needs more sports entertainment for a guy that came from the Attitude Era. He plays things so safe. So there are some matches that I'm like, okay, I wish it had a little bit more to it, but they set up AJ and Gable. But the Gargano, the Gargano Loomis Miz stuff has run its course with me. I gave it a longer leash than you did. I loved the drawings backstage. I thought those were very cute, very clever. I liked.
Yeah,
you know,
but I'm not tuning into Raw for drawings or art.
I am. I would have killed for some good art.
I could just go on YouTube and watch art videos if that's what I want to see. I tune into Raw to be entertained and watch good wrestling.
Well, let me tell you, about 7 months ago, that would have been the most entertaining thing on the show. But,
which is sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. Loomis has his money stolen by Miz. Adam Pearce says, no. You can put it up in a ladder match next week, and Miz is going to have to put up some money too. But what I love is I did like the Miz having to hand out merch and presents to fans and all that stuff. That was a cute thing for the kids, so to speak. That was about the peak of it. You have Nikki Cross watching them in the background. I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to that. I think they're just out there doing it to be doing it. But I am so over this. The in-ring promo to me was so bad. I don't care about Miz or his tiny or massive balls. I don't care what size they are, what size they were, what size they'll be after this. Don't care if they're in somebody's purse. I just don't care. I'm so far over this. And next week, please, dear God, let this be the end of this. Because I like Dexter Loomis. I like Johnny Gargano. The Miz, they're kind of running out of shit for him to do at this point. They're just running out of shit for this guy to do.
All right, well, because you're so negative, Sean, I'm going to actually put the stuff that I did like about this. Because, you know, you're just too negative. So I will say this. I thought it was funny when he was just going with the whole bit about Maurice controlling his money and him having to ask for an allowance, which is really dumb because nowadays, you know, nobody does that. Or at least I don't think nobody does that. It's not the same. It's not like that no more. Everybody takes care of their own money, right? If you got a job, you're taking care of your own money, whatever. So it's a little hard to believe, but it's still funny. And they pretty much did that to set up the Miz has tiny balls chants from the crowd. Yeah. Okay. So that was okay. That was cute. Ha ha. In terms of everything we've seen, that was fine. I did like the going in and giving the money to the merch guy and then them giving that little bear to the little kid. That was cute. Giving free stuff to fans. Man, more power to you. Keep giving them free stuff. I'm all for that too. Although I did feel bad for everybody that was in the merchandise section because I thought they were going to give all the free stuff to the people that were there. But then they were like, oh, let's go back into the arena and give it to the fans in there. I'm like, how sad. Give it to the people that are standing like right there. They just give it to the one kid, but they should have just given it to the people there. Whatever. Other than that, I have nothing else to say. That was about it.
This sucks. I'm over it.
I know.
Ella J says Denise's low blow to SRS is my moment of the year, TBH. We're going to have moment of the year voting on Fightful Selects Awards. That one did not get nominated.
Is that
going to
be on there? It didn't get nominated.
No.
Rude.
You had
it's
the
like
option.
The greatest moment ever. I still have my GCW shirt. I haven't like touched it. I haven't worn it. It's iconic. I'm going to frame it one day.
I have World's greatest dirt sheet boy right there.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. And hey. Quizlemania, which I don't think you've ever won, have you?
Hey, do you need a new toaster for Christmas?
I do.
Like, do you really? Because I need to figure out what Christmas gifts I'm getting this year.
You ain't got to get me anything. K775 says, where's this Gargano story going? Killing time. Hopefully.
I had bigger plans for Johnny Gargano when he came in. Not this Dexter Lumis Miz stuff.
I want to see broke-ass Miz and Corbin and JBL. I want them to be a whole broke-ass trio. I want them to all be poor as hell.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke-ass home.
Yeah, well, I think that what should happen is they're all broke and Cameron Grimes shows up and they all work for Cameron Grimes. That's what I want.
That would be phenomenal, actually. I would be on board with that. But wait, would JBL be broke too?
Yes, that all of them broke. They
okay,
all
but they
got to
explain
money.
Them making them get broke. Because we already know how the Miz went broke. Apparently he did like crypto or whatever, or Bitcoin or whatever the hell he was talking about.
Yes.
I don't know.
So Line Drive says, I know it's been running forever with this feud, but Lumis Gargano, the way stuff always just lands for me like I was in stitches over Okay, Mike. I hated that. That was my least favorite part, Line Drive.
It was dumb. Was I supposed to laugh?
Yeah. And like, I know Johnny Gargano is legitimately hilarious. That's the thing.
Oh, okay, man. Sean.
Quote the Raven says, when are we finally seeing Bray in action? It's been 2 months and just promos, not even a run-in. Any theories? I think they should probably load up that December 30th SmackDown, Denise. I think they should do LA Knight and Bray on December 30th. I think that would be a lot of...
Sure.
It would make sense. Richie says, suffering from kidney stones, the show provides great reprieve from misery. Thanks, guys. Buddy, I've had them before. It sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. That is horrible. Tamel says, with all the Sasha talk, do you think it's a bad thing that Naomi's buzz has kind of slowed down? Listen, I think Naomi's a great performer. But I mean, like, it's Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks is one of the most popular performers in wrestling, period. I think that whenever Naomi does go somewhere, I think that she will have an appropriate amount of buzz. But right now, a lot of people are talking about Sasha because of that. And there just hasn't been any news on Naomi.
Well, the most recent thing was that she was hanging out with Jade Cargill. That was like the most recent thing.
And that, honestly, those pictures did get quite a bit of buzz. I like that.
They did.
Green Vega Club says, Sean, remember who threw you over the top rope? No, I don't.
Graham only says, like the greatest person ever.
Graham says, the mute button doesn't care about your feelings. That's also true. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate if you did that. But you know what? There are other ways you can support us, like FightfulSelect.com. You know, I love my plugs, guys. Before Raw tonight, we had the Raw plans. We had the Kylie Rae news. We had all kinds of stuff on Fightful Select. Right now, Alex and Kate have sour graps. We've had the all kinds of stuff up there about Carl Anderson, Japan. News on that big AEW backstage hire. Like, you guys have heard me mention this before, but I was often asked, who could replace Dunn? And I was told that person left the company a long time ago and isn't coming back. AEW hired them. We have more news on that on FightfulSelect.com. We also had news on Sol Ruka and the buzz that she got, Cameron Grimes, WWE 2K. We had an update on Cody Rhodes, why he was in his gear last week, looking good from what I understand. And I was very proud last week. Not only did we have more posts than any week in Fightful Select history, we had more that came directly from on-the-record talent as well. I'm trying to normalize that a lot more. So a lot of you that are like,
even again, I don't like anonymous sources.
We had like 8 or 9 stories last week that were on the record from the talent themselves. So we're making that a more normal thing at FightfulSelect.com. Check it out. Subscribe. And I do a Q&A show there every single week, in addition to like 5 or 6 other shows. Brandon Charles Powell says JBL bet all of his money that the Texans would be good this year. Problem solved. That's how he gets broke. That is a good one.
There you go. That would be believable.
Yes. SAS says, besides Cody, who do you see returning at the Rumble? Honestly, I think...
Who else is out that would realistically be able to come back? Because I don't know about Randy. Randy seems like he's going to be gone for a bit. Just based on
Charlotte assumptions. Makes sense to me.
Oh yeah, Charlotte.
Charlotte's a big one. That makes sense to me. I think honestly, X-Pac should do a surprise thing. He said that he wanted to. Triple H seems like he wants him to. So Joel says, do you think Triple H may hold off on the rest of his debuts or returns for surprises in the Rumble now? Yeah, I do. I think we could see Chelsea Green there, who is doing shockingly well in the Women's Independent Performer of the Year Award and our Fightful Select Awards. Can't wait to see people go off if she wins that. Can't wait. But I do think so, especially when you've got Cena popping up here in a few weeks. You don't really got to do a bunch of surprises between.
I think they might as well wait because everyone knows that in January, you know, things pick up again. We're on the road to WrestleMania and like December, you know, it's a little bit slower. So he's better off just like waiting and we'll just get through these Raws.
I would love it if Triple H could talk Shawn Michaels into doing the Rumble as a surprise.
Shawn, what'd you say? You froze.
I would love it if Triple H could talk Shawn Michaels into doing a surprise Rumble spot in San Antonio. I think it'd be great. We had Judgment Day defeating Street Profits and Tozawa. Like, Tozawa's getting to wrestle again.
Bro, Tozawa's getting some spotlight.
He is. He's
showing some personality last week in the poker game, this today.
And not like he personality. Like, he's just a good personality. And if you guys remember, he got over just screaming out ha over and over again during 205 Live back in the day. Like, he gets shit over. He always does. And he's so good in the ring. And he's going to get over anytime he gets a real opportunity to get over because he is just an outstanding performer. And a lot of people, when he came in, they thought that he was going to be one type of performer. No, he is a complete performer. Judgment Day are finally starting to get some momentum. I think they should have won this. Somebody said that they started a We Want Mommy chant at ringside and Angelo Dawkins looked at them and said, me too. Which I thought was funny. Judgment Day getting some momentum. Rhea Ripley defeated Asuka a little bit later, which we're going to tie into this. But we'll talk about that right afterwards. But Judgment Day is finally starting to rack up those wins.
Yeah, they are. Let me see. What do I want to say about this? We got a lot of the Judgment. Let me rephrase that. We got a lot of stuff today with the Judgment Day, some of which I thought was good, some of which I thought was just, it's a little bit too much where it's taking over pretty much the entire show. And I think they need to start limiting some of it because I feel like we're seeing too much of it, personally, from my opinion. I did love Rhea Ripley and Asuka. But before I get to that, I didn't think the tag match was bad whatsoever. I actually did like the action that we got with Akira Tozawa, the Street Profits. Their little chemistry that they had going was pretty good. The match with the Judgment Day was fine. Obviously, you know, with Dominic getting the win for his team, I'm like, okay, they're just, you know, continuing that and continuing to give them, you know, a little bit more of a push there. With Asuka and Rhea Ripley, I feel like there's so much to talk about in regards to Asuka because she went out there without her face paint today. And it took me a second. I looked at her and I was like, something's different. Oh my gosh, she doesn't have her face paint. And then I'm looking at her and I'm like, I don't think I've ever really seen Asuka without her face paint before. I mean, I'm sure I have, but I never really noticed it that much. You know, like just her face without the face paint.
Yeah, so Asuka did show up makeup-less.
She was wearing makeup, just not with the face paint.
Paintless. Luis! He put makeup-less.
Yeah, I was going to say, she didn't have makeup-less.
Anyway, Hunter Tillman says, Kana is coming. So excited to see the side of Asuka. She needs to get that killer instinct back. Congrats on all your success, Denise. You're a star in the making. I would argue that Denise is already a star.
Oh, I thought you were going to bury me. That's new.
No, I say nice things about you. But this match ended with Dominic getting the mist to the eyes, which was a good way to set up the pin for Rhea. Rhea don't need to be losing until WrestleMania. No. Rhea don't need to be losing until then. That's the right move. We're going to say that every week. Asuka is very interesting right now because also Dominic screaming, mommy, over and over again was hilarious. And Damian Priest basically saying backstage, it could be worse. You could have venereal disease because he said, there are things that burn way worse than that. And I was like, oh my God. But Dominic did. I did. Dominic did great.
Until you said it right now.
It was great. Dominic did great. Line Drive said, maybe it's the wrestling in me or nerd in me, but Dominic should be catching Z's after the blue mist, not burning. Congrats to Kylie Rae. Oh no, he needs to be burning. He needs to be burning. He sold it so well. Richie said, Dominic asking if the doctor was licensed, and Finn saying, no, he's an idiot.
Man, see, I did not find the comedy in this.
I did. I see Judgment Day as more Bullet Club than spooky goth stuff these days. Like, they're funny. They just rib all the time. I love that. But
funny's a little reaching. It's a little reaching, Sean. I wouldn't go that far.
I think it's funny. I love it. I absolutely love it. But Asuka is somebody that everybody is asking about right now, and it's a change that she needs. And they played it into this story is she washed? Is she good anymore?
Are her best days behind her? She's still good. It's just that
that's the story they're telling, though. They're saying within storyline, maybe she's not good anymore. Maybe she'll never be as good as she used to be. And I think that's an okay story to tell when she's putting over other people.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, for Rhea Ripley getting the win with the distraction with the after Asuka missed it, Dominic, it's fine. It's a good way, I guess, to get Asuka to lose this match and get Rhea to win. I liked the match. I will say this. I really did like what they did together here because I feel bad because I feel like I'm saying the same thing, everything about Asuka every week. But she's, you know, we know that she's great in the ring, but I do think that in terms of her today not wearing the face paint, to me, that holds a lot because it makes me wonder, like, okay, well, where are you going from here with Asuka? What new version of Asuka are we going to see? Is she going to get rid of, you know, the bright colors? You know, what is she going to do that's different? Because that's the thing. When Asuka comes out, you already you expect good matches, right? You expect good matches, but you don't expect anything else to be done with her. They've kind of kept her in the exact same spot. Like, you know, she's there to put on good matches and that's it. Like, I'm not expecting her to be, you know, anywhere else. Like, that's it. And that's the problem. They need to make you feel like she can be up there, you know, having these matches with Bianca Belair and actually have a real shot of, you know, maybe her holding the championship once again. And I don't really feel that way right now. Like, even though Asuka's a great performer, they haven't really made you think that she's capable, not that she's capable, but that she's going to be up there again in that spot.
Yeah. Sean Garner, hold your damn horses, bro. You know the drill. Valab says, Mommy, it burns is comedy gold, Denise. I agree.
I pass.
Sean says, could Deonna Purrazzo return to WWE? No time soon. Joel Wood says, I just checked. Chelsea Green is leading the women's indie performer of the year by a hefty margin. Go Chelsea. Oh,
second. Who's like runner up?
Right now, hold on, I'll look. But I mean, that would, oh boy, that'll be the one that really sets off Twitter, and I'm here for it. I'm excited.
Everything's gonna set off Twitter for sure. Regardless.
Alley Catch.
That's
and
what I figured.
Billy Stark's not far behind her. Kylan King is up there as well. Happy to report that Shaza McKenzie only has 3% of the vote. Very excited about that. Let's get that down even further.
That's so mean. Damn.
What?
That's what? Mean.
Jonathan Corona says, will we see a trade between AEW and WWE, like AEW and gets Sasha and WWE gets Punk, since Punk wants to move on from AEW? I mean, they could come to an understanding, perhaps, but trading independent contractors isn't, like, I mean, even when
that's
UFC
seen.
Well, you can't do it
with UFC and Bellator.
No, you kind of saw it. It was UFC and one with Ben Askren and Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, but they had to do so many different things to make that a reality. And both all the parties there were like, yeah, let's just do this shit. But I don't think it's going to happen in wrestling.
I can't imagine it. If it did, it'd be, but it's just, the reason I say no is because they have their own teams. They have their own negotiations. They have their own people, yes, you know, dealing with that. And it's such a separate party with like Sasha Banks and her people, CM Punk and his people. I just can't see them all, you know, getting in one happy circle to make this happen.
Ryan says, I'm here for the Asuka character change. They acknowledge her social media posts on commentary. The Kana character is something I've been dying to see in WWE. I thought they did a good job telling the story tonight. Like, I mean, we have no reason to believe that Alexa Bliss and Asuka don't like each other, right? So I think that that Bray Wyatt-edged Alexa Bliss character and Asuka teaming up could reinvigorate the tag team division as well, and they would sell such a stupid shitload of merchandise, Denise, that it would be insane. Like, when Kana appears and has some face paint,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And hangs out with Alexa Bliss. It's going to go absolutely crazy if they do that. Broadway Joe says, in WWE, unless you win a title, gimmick changes are labeled failures. They got to change that because I don't think Asuka's winning that anytime soon. That is, okay, so that is starting to change. Look at Sami Zayn. But if you got to have a good story. And Sami Zayn has one of the best stories ever. So.
Yeah, I feel like you can't compare the two.
Jack Miller says, Shuri from Stardom is Female Wrestler of the Year. If she doesn't, it'd be a crime. She is in the Female Wrestler of the Year category. We have three different categories. We have Indie Wrestler of the Year for female. We have Female Wrestler of the Year and Female Performer of the Year, which are two different things, which you can pretty well tell the difference. But Shuri is absolutely in there, and she's my favorite performer on the planet, man or woman. Line Drive says, we went from Ninja Tozawa to Bugs Bunny Tozawa, and I love the fact that we can take him seriously again. It's not hard to take him seriously once you see him in the ring. It definitely isn't. Io Sky defeated Candice LeRae. KE775 says, where is this Candice damage control thing going? Seems like a holding pattern with everything else. Well, Candice is eating those L's, and when she came in, I didn't expect her to be overpowering or dominant or anything like that. I feel like they're biding time until Indy Hartwell comes in, and that's just a me thing. Otherwise, I don't see a ton of direction for this. She needs some backup, it feels like, Denise. What are
they
you seeing?
They need to give us a reason to cheer for Candice LeRae, and they haven't necessarily done that. Like, if you're cheering for Candice, it's because you like her and, you know, all of that, right? But in terms of the programming, in terms of the TV that you've been seeing on Raw lately, they haven't legitimately given you a reason to really say, like, oh, this is Candice, and you know what? I'm going to start rooting for her, and let's get her up there against Bianca. No, they have not done that with Candice.
I'm not surprised that Io Sky won. I thought that would be that's probably the right move. But Candice needs somebody with her, I think.
I don't know if do you think she needs somebody with her, or do you think they just need to start giving her some wins or something?
If she's going to feud with Damage Control, she needs somebody with her.
That's true.
I feel like.
Yeah.
N. Simmons says, Killer Clown Kana would be awesome. She would be a believable contender if booked right. Yeah, it's a complete reinvigoration of what we know. It takes an already established, formidable character and it completely freshens them up. I think that's okay. Heidi Ho has got January 9th tickets in Birmingham behind the timekeeper. Fingers crossed there's a spear through the barricade spot. You never know.
Has anything ever happened to you, Sean, when you were like in the audience? I have so many. I got hit in the shin with a chair at PWG by Austin Aries.
Glass fell on me. Yeah, glass hit me at a GCW Black Label Pro thing. Yeah. That was cool.
I picked
glass out of my boot, actually. So it like flew and it like a little bit of it landed in my shoe or something. So yeah, that's about it that I can remember anyway. Oh, this backstage. This was the best thing on the show to me. Kevin Owens and Elias. This to me was the best thing. Because Elias walks up and he's like, hey, man, you got my back? Kevin Owens goes, the fuck you talking about? Do I have your back? No, I don't have your back. I've forgotten about you. What is this bullshit? No. I love this, Denise.
Yeah.
This is what I've been waiting for since Elias came back. Now,
Kevin Owens is like the only person who's aware of what the hell is happening around like storylines. Like he's the only person that seems to have, he just doesn't forget stuff. You get me? Like, it's not like, oh, because we're onto something new. I forgot what happened with the past. Like he seems to like this. He mirrors more real life.
Yes. So this leads to Elias doing a concert for Matt Riddle, who was out for 6 weeks. I should note BodySlam.net has reported that he is in rehab right now. We don't know for what substance, but they had reported, and we haven't confirmed. I have asked WWE though, that they claimed that he failed a drug test, months ago, I believe, but he's off TV. I've been told they still plan to refer to him and that he's going to be referenced on TV. I was told he should be back by the Rumble, but, Elias sings this song that he claims Riddle wrote about how great he is. And then Solo Sikoa comes out and the match was like, all right. But the story of the match is that they are pushing the living shit out of Solo Sikoa, Denise. They're giving him Umaga's old finish, the Samoan Spike, which, you know what? I don't love as a finish. I think it looks lame, but let me tell you, if you get hit by it, it does not feel lame. It absolutely, you're not allowed to do it in the UFC. You're literally not allowed to strike people in the throat in MMA. It's illegal. So, I mean, I wish that's something that they would highlight too, is that this move is so dangerous that the UFC doesn't allow it type of thing. But Solo Sikoa is very clearly getting a significant push, Denise.
He is. I'm liking it so far, and I've said this before. I think they've been doing a good job of getting him over now with the people. It's worked for me. It's worked for me.
And after this, Sami Zayn and Solo go to whip Elias's ass. Kevin Owens comes out, and Sami doesn't really want any parts of Kevin Owens and doesn't want Solo to have any parts of Kevin Owens. But what I love is that Elias just tries to make good, and Owens is like, no, and hits him with a stunner. That's the full circle that I needed.
Owens is my kind of people.
There you go.
He's my kind of person.
I thought that Kevin Owens was the best thing on this show, yep. And I thought Solo Sikoa was not far behind him, honestly.
No, Joel it was Wood, good stuff there. Joel also, Wood the says, lyrics to Elias' song, You're My Bro. You're my bro.
It's like if somebody was writing for Riddle, that's exactly how they would do
that
it.
That would be the song right there.
Joel Wood says, I love KO's gimmick is literally just guy who watches the show.
Thank you. Thank you. That is legitimately it. Like, he's aware. I didn't want to say it, but like has a brain, because that sounds really mean, but that is what it is.
Patrick says, Kevin Owens freak out reminds me of Frank Grimes on The Simpsons. That's a good reference. That is a great reference. Bugman Griffey says, can we talk about Kathy Kelly and her agreeing with KO during that interview segment with KO and Elias? It had me cracking up. Yes, Kathy Kelly. I am so glad Kathy Kelly is back. I was told that she was a priority hire by WWE. She had some talks with AEW, or at least with Tony Khan. I don't know when it was, but I think she would have been a good one for them. But I think it all worked out, Denise. AEW gets Renee Paquette, WWE gets Kathy Kelly, and we all win as a result of both of those women being back in pro wrestling. So that made me very, very happy. I really like that.
She's done a great job. And I read that like Stephanie offered her a writing position as well, which was pretty cool, where I'm like, hell yeah, like freaking get more women doing that stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Tom Brady says, when do you think Bloodline turns on Sammy? They're leaning heavily into something happening on Friday. Jay told him he needed to shave his beard or trim his beard and cut his hair and all that stuff because Roman's going to be there. I love that. I thought that was great.
Gotta get cleaned up.
Yes. I think it happens after January. I think it happens after the Rumble. I think Sammy probably costs somebody the Rumble.
He eliminates somebody.
Yeah. Richie says, I love how the lyrics were rolled up like a joint. Oh, yeah, that was a good approach.
Oh, shit, I didn't catch that. And I mean, grass, I saw it, but I didn't think it.
Grass is green was one of the first lyrics as well. But you know what? Listen, there are other greens that are better for you. AthleticGreens.com/Fightful. Right now, you get one year free supply, vitamin D, and 5 free travel packs. I love AG1. It's got 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food source ingredients that include a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, and green superfood blend and more in one convenient daily serving. I was down and out a couple weeks ago, guys, and I was still taking my AG1 every morning. It helped me so much. I was so afraid that I was not getting those nutritional gaps in my diet filled, and AG1 helped me so much. Helps that healthy immune system, replaces a bunch of products and pills, and they change with science. Over 53 improvements over the last decade. So that's every 2 or 3 months, they are changing with science to give you what you need. And what you don't need are GMOs, nasty chemicals, artificial anything. And that's what AG1 makes sure of. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar. Great for anybody. You want to drink your multivitamin. Trust me, it is so much better. It absorbs in a much more effective manner. You drink it first thing in the morning with 8 ounces of water. You're good to go. You're not going to have those gaps in your diet anymore. AthleticGreens.com/Fightful for dairy-free probiotics, vitamins, minerals, adaptogens, antioxidants, all that good stuff. We've had AEW's Baron Black that has put that over in the past, too. I always like to mention that. I love to hear when athletes are using this stuff as well, because it reinforces that we made a good decision working with them. AthleticGreens.com/Fightful.
Sean, can I ask for a Christmas present?
What do you want? AthleticGreens.com/Fightful?
Yes, that too. But okay. I also want for your own face to be on these ads. I'm running out of things to do.
No.
I don't know what to do. I feel awkward.
Well, you are awkward.
Put your own face.
Guys, we're heading down the home stretch. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. The D-Burn Show says, Johnny and Candace both stalling for now is a good idea. Let them establish character without pushing them while other stories are told. Yeah, but I just don't want them doing this same old thing and eating a bunch of L's as well, because people don't forget. Ziggler cut the promo calling out Theory. All right, sure. Yeah, you can put that on he ain't beating Theory. But all right, because I mean, Ziggler doesn't have a partner for a while. Unfortunately, Bobby Roode, neck fusion, so sidelined for quite a while. Rollins defeated Lashley. He gets a title match. This, of course, it's good. Of course, it's good. These two guys are top of their game, main event level talent. Rollins wins with like a short pedigree counter, which I thought was really good. A bit out of nowhere, too. But Bobby Lashley, just the last few years, the fact that one, that he was able to recover from the Lashley sisters thing is amazing. But the fact that, I mean, he was able to overcome them taking away the Hurt Business, doing all that. And he is as convincing as ever, Denise. I always point to this time in TNA wrestling where it's like he woke up and he's like, I'm the baddest dude here and I'm going to act like it. And I bought him ever since. And unfortunately, that one spot in WWE, I was like, oh no, I thought it was done for him. I'm so happy that's not the case, because we got a main event like this.
No, it's always been, it's been steady for Bobby Lashley recently in WWE. And I think that they just need to keep it going that way and just, you know, keep building from there. But I feel like they have been keeping him steady. I'm glad, because I, you know, obviously, like, I just feel like there's still so much. He is like that main event type of feel. And that's what, like, this match with him and Seth Rollins was really freaking good. Like, I really enjoyed this one. I loved the finish. I thought the finish was definitely exciting. And with Seth Rollins getting the win, I'm like, all right, cool. This is fine. I was good with either option. I was perfectly fine with whatever direction that they were going to go in with this.
After this match, Lashley goes off, just flips out, attacks the ref, and gets fired by Adam Pearce.
Shoved Adam Pearce too a little bit, he was like,
yeah. He got fired by Adam Pearce, which ended up being the most momentous thing on the show, probably. Damn.
This was good. I like them kind of like Pierce came out. He was fired the hell up. He was pissed. He was livid. I bought it. That was good. The firing was good. It was very spur of the moment. I'm fed up with your shit. You're gone type of deal. I liked this. We got a couple of Nana Nana goodbye chants. The whole crowd didn't take over, but there were a couple scattered ones that I did hear. And I'm assuming, I kind of hope we don't see Bobby Lashley until... I don't know. Do you think we'd see him until the Royal Rumble or before that?
I think we're going to get Lashley and Lesnar at the Rumble, but I don't think that we're going to see it. I don't think we're going to see him for a little while, but they better bring somebody. They better Lashley goddamn bring Lesnar somebody in. This show needs somebody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Gabe says, just thanks. Just made me smile when a lot did. I don't know what that's in reference to, but thank you. Alba Fire super chat from KE775 says, when do you think we see her on TV before the Rumble? Seems like her swan song was on Saturday. I mean, to me, you hold off till the Rumble if you can.
I've been thinking Alba Fire's swan song has been coming like every week.
Yeah.
She's had so many now.
We had a story on FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business, about the change in process of NXT call-ups. And I was told, like, you're not going to have years-long evaluation periods anymore. Even with Triple H in control, they're like, okay, this is more conducive to what we want. And they're going to see, like, I was told it's probably going to be sink or swim time for a guy like Von Wagner, who has been signed for almost 4 years. Because they're like, you're either going to get it or you don't, type of thing. Broadway Joe says, I've said if someone could survive the disaster of this 2017 Bayley and revive their career, no one is truly dead. Glad to see Bobby in this spot. I want to see Fat Bobby versus Skinny Walter at Mania. Man, here's what I fear. I fear like that, because, you know, everybody talks about the Fat Bobby gimmick and all that stuff that he wanted to do. Like, I don't
can't imagine it.
But also, like, I fear, like, in my head, I'm like, I don't want something tragic to happen. This guy who's been, like, healthy his whole life, and then he just finds, like, he does this method role, and all of a sudden, he fucks himself up for life. Like, I mean, you can do that just weight cutting and all kinds of stuff like that, but I'm sure he knows exactly what he's doing. But
you see actors do it. You see, like, guys
sure.
do it all the time.
But
and,
also,
and the girls, too. I mean, I don't know what it takes. I could never.
A lot of those people do fuck themselves up.
I don't know. I don't know what it takes. I feel like you got to be, I mean, if he pitched the idea, there's a reason why. He's got to clearly have a plan. Cause if Vince would have been like, yeah, let's do it. It's not like he could have backed out afterwards. Yeah. Right. Be like, oh yeah, now I can't gain like all of this weight, you know,
sure.
How much did he say he wanted to gain again?
Like 75 pounds.
Oh God. Yeah. That's a lot.
Unreal. Unreal.
A lot.
Guys, also unreal is the number of interviews we've had over the past week. Wrestling Perspective podcast with Lars Fredrickson and Dennis Farrell is now every Sunday on Fightful, so make sure you guys check that out. Somebody says, did Kylie actually show up on Raw? No, she was on Main Event, and we talked about it. And somebody noticing my background, yes, I put together that curio cabinet backwards, so I will be taking it apart tomorrow, putting
How
it back
backwards?
Together. put the door on the back, and yeah, that's how that worked. But I am actively building a studio. I've spent a lot of money building a studio, so you guys are going to be seeing that in the coming weeks, coming months. Messing with my lighting, as you guys mentioned, I got to fix my white balance, all that.
You
I'm
look
getting
like
used
Casper.
To it. Well, Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo, Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. That's where I promote literally every single breathing thing that I do. You'll see it all there.
Give a thumbs up. Please leave a comment on the actual video as well. We are live every single weeknight here on Fightful. Until next time, guys, we're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.